Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
To Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, it is a session of Sanity, whether you like it or not. Joe Messina, your host. You know what? Head over to the website, joemessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. There's also a live a chat room. That's an old term, I know, but get over yourself. There's a chat room there. And, you know, the smarter people than I are in the chat room. You got people that come here every night. They're conversing over some of the topics and maybe the things we talked about last week coming up for tonight. After the break, Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. She's my co-host on Fridays. And we have a good time. I have a good time. I'm sure she drive her nuts with some of the stories that we come up with. But, you know, there is some crazy stuff going on out there. Not some. I should say a lot. You know, you heard about the, God, I love this. And I'm not happy about another man's demise, if you would. But, you know, you got, what's his name? Senator Mendez there, who's been in trouble before, who's found his, interesting enough, found his way out of trouble. Now somehow he's got almost $1 million worth of gold, silver, and cash around his house. Who does that? All right? And I thought it was so funny because I would have loved to open the show with, you know, another Republican gets caught hiding money. Oh, wait a minute. Right? So now you got, again, I don't know if you know it, New Jersey Senator Menendez is in a lot of trouble. Apparently, he's been taking money to help out the Egyptians. And, you know, I guess when you're a Democrat, when you're a liberal, when you're a progressive, or a thief, I don't know, these things don't mean anything. They expect these things from you, apparently. So there's no reason for you to get in trouble. Right? I'm sorry. I find all of this amusing. Because if this was a Republican, this would be, again, as we always say, a 24/7 news line. And seriously, we wouldn't hear the end of it for days. 7 days, 8 days, 10 days. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, right? I just, again, find it, give me a holler, let me know what you think. And we've got, you know, more stories dealing with the dictator known as Biden. We need to stop calling him the president, because he's not. He is a dictator. Look at the programs that he's starting to put in place this week. Right, he's doing like a climate core program. Remember the Peace Corps? He's kind of doing the same thing. Bringing young people in to teach them. Again, teach them. on how to teach us how to fight, you know, climate change or climate change issues or climate change, you know, people that are causing problems with climate change. Young kids. Notice it's young kids he's going after. What do you think about that? I mean, really, we did the story this week. It's the eco-freaks that are causing these cities to burn down, if you would. When you have these fires, you have these lightning strikes. Now, look, everybody wants to talk about Mother Nature. Everybody wants to talk about all this stuff, but they don't really want to talk about all this stuff. Did we have firefighters back 2,000 years ago? Do you think we had massive fires 2,000 years, 3,000, 4,000, 5? Right? You think they were clearing the forests out? No, this is how the earth works through cycles. You know what a great, I don't know if you guys know this, but when you, because I have like a wood burning stove for pizza. And I've also got gardens. And apparently, what's left over, you know, not the embers, but what's left over from burning the logs is great for your gardens, great fertilizer. I didn't know that. I was not a city boy, Boston, you know, what do you want from me? But I wasn't aware of that. So maybe that was God's way of, you know, getting that cycle working on the planet. You get the lightning strikes, you get the fires, the sweeping fires. Okay? I mean, great for new vegetation. Just saying, is that we always talk about honoring Mother Nature, honoring God, but we don't. We do everything we can to stop Mother Nature from working properly. God's plan from working properly. We have no idea what we're doing. We've made absolutely no changes to the atmosphere, Now, I will say, yes, we have made changes. The government has done good things when it stopped large corporations from polluting rivers, from polluting the surrounding areas by dumping stuff that they shouldn't, right? Now, that was okay. Those were smart moves to make. Those were smart things for the government to do. Well, I had more to say, but I'm going to wait because a smarter one will join me in just a few minutes. Tony Smith joins us right after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to
no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and the chat. Maybe, you know what, let me just bring it right on. My co-host every Friday, Sonia Smith, joins me. Always appreciate her time with me. You know, Sonia, the fan club, known as Frank, he's not there yet. But, man, I think he got a little crush on you. I'm just
oh.
I want to say it before he gets there. So
I know. You better say it before he gets there. I love that he likes to hear us together. People have said that we have a great rapport. I do believe that.
Okay, you cannot use words that I can't spell, okay?
Okay, we cool together. How about that?
That works. I can spell that.
Okay, we cool. And I enjoy being here on Friday nights.
Good. I do, too. I look forward to it. Yours, frankly, don't tell Zoe, though. Yours and Dr. B are the two ones I look the most forward to.
Oh, now, I bet Zoe's does, too. I listen to him, and I'm like, my head's going to explode. He is so smart.
Yeah,
so well-read.
That's
he's
the problem.
So
he's smarter than I am. You can't have
I can't keep up with him. I had to turn it off the other day because I was like, oh, my head hurts. I'm just, you know, luckily you have me who comes on who has no knowledge of anything, but I have a lot of opinion. Oh, I have opinion. I have personal stories. I'm just more of a girl that you have on Fridays.
Right. You always got to have a good-looking chick on the show, and that's your word I'm using, by the way.
Chick. I always use the word chick, because right. I know it bothers the left, so
oh,
I use it
makes them crazy.
It makes them crazy, so I always say it.
You know, I used to love when I used to get emails on stuff that you would say, or Xander, you know, when the gay talk show host, and I'd say, take it up with them. They're black, they're female, he's gay. I mean, take it up with them.
Yeah.
Ones that said it.
No, that just shows you how racist they are. They go above our heads to the white man to complain.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny? And I've always, the best video I ever saw was a little white girl losing her mind. Her eyeballs were going to fall out of their sockets, yelling at two black cops, telling them how they were contributing to racism and the downfall of the black community.
Yeah.
And how one of those cops did either slap her or start laughing so hard that they couldn't stand up. I got to give them credit for that.
I don't know, but thank goodness for these young white girls because they are really championing our causes.
Yep. If it wasn't for them, you'd still be washing dishes in a second.
What would we do
I'm
without
sure,
them?
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't even think I'd be in the big house. I'd be out in the field somewhere.
Yeah, but think about that in and of itself. A white girl telling two black cops who probably had to work really hard to get there. You don't just graduate high school and become a cop. You go to school for it, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
She telling a black guy, you don't know how oppressed you are. You don't know what you're contributing. It's like, shut up.
Well, that's exactly how and why they discount black conservatives is because they think that we're brainwashed. I mean, they really do think that we don't know ourselves. We're not we're self-loathing blacks. And if they could only just school us, if they could only just tell us what it's like to be black, maybe we would have a better understanding. But
it's so
condescending. It's so elitist. It's so, you know, I don't know. Like, you know, you said some dumb stuff when you were a kid. I've said some dumb stuff when I was a kid.
Wait, I still say dumb stuff, but go ahead.
Yeah, me too. But here's what we may have that they, I hope they have, is shame. It's like, I look back at some of the stuff that I thought and I said, and I'm sure I will continue to do this, but I go, oh, my God, I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I thought that. I can't believe that was my view at the time. I don't know that these kids are going to have an awakening. This is their identity. So
I told you something, and it's probably really stupid, but it's the little things that add up, right? So in the supermarket, I told you, when these little kids, they squeeze by you, they push your stuff out of the way, and you're going, all you got to say is excuse me, and they won't do it. And I think that shows or is part of a bigger problem, don't you?
We got a big problem. You know, we're fighting on all fronts when you're a conservative, when you're a Christian, and even when you're a normal Democrat with some sense, some brains in your head, as my mother would say. You ought to see that we're not just fighting politics. This is a social war that we cannot lose because we're losing our children. Not only do they have no manners, no self-respect. When you and I talked about the kids going to the going out in public with their pajamas on.
Yeah,
but they're arrogant.
Day. Pajama day at junior high school. I'm going, really?
Every day is pajama day with these kids out here.
I threatened my granddaughter. I said, if you show up in pajamas, I'm going to, too. By the way, I sleep in my underwear.
That's great. That's
She's
great.
Like, no!
I will tell you, I saw something funny the other day. Where was I? I was in a store, And this girl walked in. She had like this little crop top and she had on pajama pants and lots of tattoos and lots of piercings and stuff. And this guy was in the store. He also had pajama bottoms on, long hair, piercings, tattoos. He saw her and he looked like it was love at first sight. It was the funniest thing I had ever seen. I'm like, you know what? There's somebody for everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And did you say that was Walmart?
No.
Because that's me. You see that all
I wasn't
the time
at,
there.
I was okay. not at Walmart.
No. Okay.
I'm all boycotting right. so many stores. I don't even know where to go
you're not,
anymore.
Yeah. You may not be able to go shopping anymore. You know.
No.
But no. Now you can tell the story if you'd like about how you thought you saw somebody who looked exactly like me.
Oh, going I did.
To the health store, and then realized no, that couldn't be him.
Well, first of all, he was walking all the way over like blocks, and so that was my first sign that saying Joe, unless your car broke down. I always called Joe's car the pimp mobile. It's very cool car. So first of all, I saw you walking. I'm like, maybe his car broke down, but there's a little pep to the step. So I'm like, you didn't have an attitude. And then you were walking into Whole Foods Market, and I'm like, that is definitely. This guy looked just like you. You don't have a brother out here?
No, thank God. Can you imagine who liked me?
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. He looked exactly like you. And I watched him for a long time because I thought, okay, at some point he's not going to look like Joe. No, all the way into Whole Foods. Yeah.
Well, let me do that. I know you probably can't hear this, but I want them to hear it.
Okay.
Joe Biden said when he got elected to the Senate, I was 29 years old. The only difference was that he was eligible when he got elected to take office. I had to wait 17 days to be eligible. That was over 827 years ago. He actually said that.
No, he didn't. I thought that was your punchline.
No, hold on. Listen.
Okay.
So many.
Oh, you know what? You're going to have to wait till after the break. Joe Messina.
Okay.
Don't go far.
I thought I heard music.
You're listening to Joe Messina Show.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA.
USA News update. The East Coast is preparing for a weekend of powerful winds and intense rainfall. According to the National Hurricane Center, Tropical Storm Ophelia is set to reach the North Carolina coast tonight, then cross into southeastern Virginia. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and his wife are being charged with federal bribery. Prosecutors claim he received substantial bribes to influence and protect businessmen. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says an FBI raid of their home turned up a lot of cash.
He discovered approximately $500,000 of cash stuffed into envelopes and closets. Some of the cash was stuffed in the senator's jacket pockets.
Menendez has denied all of the allegations. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy intends to remove $300 million in funding for Ukraine from a defense spending bill that faced opposition from a small conservative group. The move follows the blockage of the bill twice this week due to procedural disagreements. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Never happened, and I'm going to marry him. You and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe McCain, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-real-joe-855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Let me bring her in. Always appreciate her time with me. Sonia Smith joins me, as she does every week. We always have a good time.
I do.
Well, I have a good time. I don't know about you.
Well, that's good. Well, I hope your audience has a good time. That's more important than anyone.
I don't really care about that. You think I'm here for them? Seriously?
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to play that sound bite?
Oh, here we go. Okay, so Joe Biden again. You know, we're used to him shaking hands with people that don't exist, walking off stage, you know, in midstream pretty much. So you shouldn't be surprised about this, but you got to hear it.
So many engaged. So many engaged actors when I was young. I got something in common. I got elected to the Senate when I was 29 years old. Only different because he was eligible when he got elected. I had to wait 17 days to get elected. That was 827 years ago.
So.
You know what?
What?
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on this one. Do you think he thought he was making a joke, or do you think
him?
He has lost it to that degree?
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, first of all, I'm going to look it up. He wasn't 29 and 17 days short to be able to take office. Right?
I think that's probably the first lie, yes.
I mean, what did he do, get elected before he was eligible to actually even run?
Okay. But we're used to him lying. Lying for Biden is just a given. We don't even have to trip on the lying part. But the 877 years, you have to either be making a joke or they really need to get a big giant hook and pull this man off the stage and take him away in a little white jacket because there's something wrong. I don't know if you watch any of the news stations from, like, the BBC or Australia.
Actually, they do. I like the BBC News.
They are making such fun of Biden. This isn't something that we're keeping under the rug. And they're not buying the left's excuses for this man. They are making fun of this man, rightfully so.
do you know who really has fun with him? I mean, serious fun. It's the Australian news.
That's right. Oh, Australian news.
They I love them. They are brutal to him.
They are hilarious.
You know?
And it's embarrassing. I mean, I don't remember anybody doing that to Trump when he was president. I don't remember that.
Oh.
You know, the left tries to make it seem like everyone in the world hated us when Trump was president. You know, the problem that I had and the reason, one of the main reasons I switched over from being on the left is because they expect you to believe lies consistently.
Yeah.
It really is. Who are you going to believe, us or your lying eyes? And when I started to recognize that everything that they told me, either about social issues, politics, whatever, is a lie, it's a lot easier to understand their perspective. But no, I don't remember the world stage hating us when Trump was. They may have feared us. They may have. This guy probably was so different. They were concerned that they didn't know how to operate with him, you know? It's like he gave everybody respect. And I know it drives us crazy when he goes, yeah, you know, that Putin is a smart guy. He's a great guy. We're getting along. He's saying what he knows to say. I'm sorry to jump around so much, but I'm going
vicious. Why shouldn't you?
I am listening to, I have an audio book of Art of the Deal.
Ooh.
Trump's. It is so good. How is that good? It is so good. You get such an insight on him and his family. And here's another lie that the left would have you to believe. He came from very humble beginnings. Left would have you believe that he's just some rich dad. You know, he's got a rich dad. He came from money. He never had to, you know, his silver spoon in his mouth. No, he didn't. And neither did his father, who worked himself up from nothing, started his first business at age 16, took care of his family. So, I mean, it's an amazing story. And you sort of get why Trump speaks so simply. He has an amazing mind. He just speaks very simply, like his dad did.
His grandfather came to this country. I mean, there's a documentary out on him. It's fantastic. And it's not put out by Newsmax people. It's a real documentary on him and his family and how his dad grew and how he grew his little empire and that kind of stuff. It's a great story.
Do you know where it is? Because there was one, I think I saw something on Netflix, and I'm like, I am not watching anything
about Trump. What I saw was on Roku.
Okay, I'll see if I can find that.
Yeah, if I find it again, I'll let you know where it is. But it was really
opened my eyes.
Oh,
But it was all the things that the left did not. The left totally skewed that picture the other way around. I always thought he's just some rich kid who, you know, what is unbelievably not true.
Somebody just sent me another one of Joe. This one is Joe Biden says it's time again to ban high capacity magazines. If you need more than 80 shots in a magazine, you shouldn't own a gun. Well, I don't know of any magazine.
No gun has 80.
By the way, yeah, I don't know any magazine that has 80 shots in it, unless it's
877.
Right. Gun, so, yeah, you got an 800.
877. I thought you were going to say he was banning all high-powered magazines like Times and Essence. And
I would doubt it. You know, seriously.
He's so ignorant.
Oh, God.
It's embarrassing. Yeah. How do we survive on the off chance or the curse? How do we survive another 4 years of this?
I think it's going to be near impossible for that. But I got to tell you, I think if we get the right people elected and they go in there with bulldozers, I think we can change things. But it's really going to have to be a very hard / harsh cleanup of D.C.
Those are two big fat ifs you just laid out.
Thank you.
If we can get them elected, and if they do what they say they're going to do, if they're strong enough to stand up against the status quo.
But you've got more and more Dems coming forward now, switching parties. Democrats who say they're not switching, you know, voters that are saying, we're not switching parties, but I ain't voting Democrat again until, you know, I'm going to vote for Republicans if we get this mess cleaned up.
Really?
I've been looking at the clips, And they're major cities. They're not minor cities. And these governors and others are so afraid that that's what's going to happen, that they're not going to be able to cheat enough, that they're actually now filing lawsuits
right.
to try to keep Trump off the ballots in their state.
Well, that's exactly what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
That is crazy. It's you know, I do think we're having an effect on the culture war as well. I was in my car the other day listening to one of my Pandora stations, and they played the Oliver Anthony song.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, that's really gone sort of mainstream. If they're playing that song on a regular radio station, I mean, it's a cable or whatever you call it, Pandora.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I never would have thought that I would hear that there.
Yep. No,
that's pretty cool.
I think little things are creeping in. I think that, you know, millennials and Gen Zers and Gen Hers and Beers or whatever the heck they're all starting to, you know, take on each other and getting on each other's case instead of coming after the boomers, if you would. Right?
Yeah, leave us alone. We're tired. We've been fighting this fight a long time. Where the light keeps falling down. This is bad design. It's a good light, but it's really bad design. The clip on it is very short, so it doesn't hold up. So that's
useless.
What I'm doing.
Yeah,
here.
We'll figure
it's
out a
useless.
Way to fix that for you.
Yeah,
I like
that's
useless.
What they though. Always
useless
say.
Works better. The but I've got, you know, the new, I don't know what he is, but the new mayor of Chicago has now decided, because I did the story the other day with Zoe, and I said, look, you've got Walmart, you've got all these places that are now pulling out of Chicago. These are food joints and clothing joints, right? And the ones that we haven't made money in 17 years in Chicago, and in the last 5 years, we have lost, you know, double-digit, you know, millions of dollars in these cities. So the mayor's decided, instead of beefing up the police, instead of putting more money on the streets, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
They're going to open, you know, city-run, state-run, whatever, supermarkets and clothing stores.
That's what they've been gearing for the whole time. It's mission
accomplished. So you, well, not you and I, but the people in Chicago now are going to pay for other people's clothes and food, because if they steal it, nobody's going to hunt them down.
That is very, I didn't even think of that angle.
Should think about it. I mean, it's a way, it's another form of welfare where it's kind of like, hey, if you get the money, pay for it. Well, who's going to pay for it? They're going to fill their carts and walk out with their carts.
I'm sorry, and what vendors are going to sell to them, because
the
government puts a cap
pay.
On it?
The state's going to pay. I mean, don't worry about the vendors. They'll be fine. The state's going to pay. We got to go for a break.
They're going to have a cap on it. It'll be the health care of... Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, my
food
gosh.
For everyone. Be back in a little bit.
I know somebody.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000.
8,000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I know that man. I think I've met him once.
Maybe twice. Now, that was a man. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. And my co-host for this evening, Sonia Shmi, you had a big smile on your face.
Well, because you said that Clint Eastwood was a man, and that's like, yeah, during the days where it was cool to be a man. Can you imagine seeing the Dirty Harry series with some guy who was a soy boy? I mean,
oh, today? Yeah, no, you wouldn't believe it. It wouldn't sell.
This is not, no.
You know, it was funny. They were showing... oh, God, I need to save these clips for you sometimes. You've probably even seen this. But they had pictures of the days of old, you know, Cary Grant and these guys in their suits and you know, Jimmy Stewart in the younger days. I mean, all of those guys, well-dressed, well-put-together, going to the shows and what have you. And today you see them and it's like, It's almost like they got ripped jeans on and a T-shirt.
And a baseball cap on backwards. Nobody wore a suit like Cary Grant. Let me just tell you. I don't know. You know what? It's worth watching.
You had a little crush on him, did you? It kind of looks that way, you know.
No, I'm just saying that the clothing, the fashion designers. When I was a child, one of my heroes was Edith Head. She was a fashion designer.
Oh, yeah. Even I know that.
See, even you know that. But I'm telling you, watch North by Northwest. This man is running from a plane, and he is sharp as a tack. This is amazing. Nobody wears a white shirt, crisp white shirt like Cary Grant.
No, and they were dressed differently. They were dressed because they wanted to be dressed, because it was sharp like it portrayed an image.
Well, it's an image. Hollywood should be an image. Well, Hollywood's not even Hollywood anymore. It's not here. These writers are still on strike, and they're trying to find any way.
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, you've got there was a bunch of talk shows that stayed open and still are open, including Bill Maher's, and he's like, you know, you can go pound sand. I'm still going to put on my show.
Well, good for him, but there's a lot that had a second heart and shut down. I mean, I have two children that are really suffering.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not biased on Hollywood. I'm biased on my children really need to work. They're great kids. They're hard workers. And, you know, one of my grandsons is in a wonderful school that we love, and it's very expensive. It's a private Catholic school, and rents are so high right now. It's just not the time to be suffering, you know. And she's such a God believer that I believe that if he's got something else in mind for her, it's going to happen. But it's very scary right now. And, and they're talking about letting this go until after the first of the year, knowing that these people
may not
be able to make it.
Yeah, they know. They're not stupid people. They know that.
Yeah. And they don't care.
Isn't this the compassionate people of Hollywood?
That's exactly
make sure
what I was
everybody
say.
Gets a proper... dollars for the work that they do. And not with those people.
Exactly. But, on the other hand, I love to see the left eating their own. I love it. Because I think that Hollywood, to some degree, thinks that they are oblivious. Not oblivious. They think that they are going to not have to suffer from the stuff that they look at the left do to the right. And they go, well, so what? They're on the right. They deserve to be punished. Mm-hmm. Now, like, how does it feel?
Like little kids. I mean, it truly is like dealing with little kids, right?
It is. Totally like.
You know.
It's like, now how does it feel to be the underdog? And they thought they were safe.
Well, listen, we are safe. I'm going to tell you that Joe Biden announced today the creation of the first White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention.
I saw that.
And... And because she did such a fantastic job at the border, he has decided to make Vice President Kamala Harris head of such the House Office of Gun Violence Prevention.
And she's like, yippee, yippee, something to do. This woman has not proven herself. This is so... this was so hard for me to be a political commentator during the Obama years. And... You know, I don't just zag if they say zig for no reason. I knew good and well, I've talked about this before, who Obama was before he ever came on the scene. I grew up in the neighborhoods where there were street organizers. I told people not to take that lightly. We're about to get street organized as a nation. And it was very hard. You know, I would love the idea of the first black president, just not that guy. And I feel the same way about Kamala. This is an embarrassment as a black woman. And there's so many accomplished black women. Or is she identifying as black? I'm not sure. Because they tend to identify with
what's... She identifies as a woman of color.
Well, she has some color. But she has no talent. She has no skills. She has nothing else. Well, you know, we'll ask.
That's why I covered my mouth is because I start laughing when you say that.
Skills. But she's an embarrassment, and I think that she is to most thinking, accomplished black women who are not, who don't just see themselves out of the prism of their color.
You know, I look around and I say, so a guy like me, if I come off and go, look, you were so hell bent on putting a woman of color in that you put the biggest idiot you could find. The one that got, couldn't even, in her own home state, couldn't hit a 1% approval rating, okay? And that's who you choose. Now, I believe you chose her because you knew you could control her. That's what I believe, right? And then you get Barack Oblamo. You put him in because you wanted to, who's going to not vote for the first black president, right? Well, let's just be honest about it. First of all, half-black president, might have been gay. You know, you go down a list of all these things that they had to work overtime to try to hide. Are you telling me that in the Democrat Party, there was a one solid person of integrity that was a black man? One solid person of integrity that was a black
They're
woman?
They're not looking for somebody with integrity. They're looking for someone.
I'm
listen,
sorry.
People used to ask me if I thought Obama was the Antichrist. I said, no, of course not, I don't. But I think he's going, hold my beer, to the Antichrist. And I disagree. I don't think that Kamala was the worst black woman that they could have chosen. Look at the Democrat Party. They have
But Sheila Jackson. I wasn't talking about Sheila Jackson Lee or
Maxine Waters, AOC.
Maxine Waters. Oh my
any
God!
Any of the people in the squad. if they are, they have no shortage of incompetent, ignorant socialist black women. So I think out of the crew that they got, she may be on the top of the list.
Oh my God!
And you know. The thing about her is at least she's not hard on the eyes. I mean, I will have to say, she's not a bad-looking woman. She's just, but beauty also emanates from the inside.
You know, my granddaughter asked me a question the other day about beautiful women.
Uh-huh.
And I said to her, you know me, you know my personality. I said, you know what? Beautiful, a pretty woman, beautiful women doesn't mean anything. Okay? Because you can have the most beautiful woman you know to be Satan's sister,
sure.
Okay, and you can have one of the a woman that is very hard to look at, have the heart of Jesus's mother Mary, okay,
and then she looks different.
So I always say that women, this, I've been saying it for decades, that women who love Jesus, women who truly have a relationship with Jesus, are pretty. They're beautiful women.
Yeah,
they have a look of peace on them. They have a conversation of peace. And some will say, no, women who don't care about anything have it. No, that's not true.
That's not true. I've known some real women of God who, in the real world, you wouldn't want to necessarily look at them. But they're so lovable. They're so likable. I'm talking about true women of God. I ain't talking about people who
Not the ones that go on Sunday, raise their hands, and then are hellions from Monday to Saturday.
No. I'm talking about people who are living the walk, walking the talk. They're amazing people. Yeah, but beauty, exterior beauty fades, except for mine. But
You are a very beautiful lady. Just ask Frank. He'll tell you.
See, Frank ain't here tonight. Frank, he just abandoned me just like everybody else. It's a hard life I'm living. But no,
a lot of them don't come until the second hour. And I get the biggest kick out of that because I figure they're listening to Andrea Kay instead of me, but I wouldn't tell
who's
her that.
Who's
that? She used to fill in for me all the time. She is a great commentator.
She's on at 6. Oh.
Yeah. She's on Drive Time out of San Diego. And if you can't get my show and you're down in the San Diego area, she's a great alternative.
Yeah, but you can be on the chat line and pretend you're listening. Sometimes I cheat. Sometimes I cheat on your show, too, and I listen. I won't tell you who I'm listening to, but at least I'm going back. I wonder why you guys, though, even though you're on a whole different channels or networks, whatever you call it in radio, but you guys have commercial breaks at the same time, so it really makes it hard to bounce back.
I have a common clock.
Is that a thing?
That's it. I have a common clock that most of us do, and you're right. It is a pain because I switch over to listen sometimes too. You're right, and I get nothing. But we're up on time, so we're going to go heat up our food. We're going to heat up our drink if you haven't coffee. You're going to cool down your drink. Throw some more ice in that martini, I guess.
And wait for Frank.
Yeah, and wait for Frank. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up in the next hour.